3 of David Feldman's interview with Forbes contributor Adam Hartung for the Pacifica Radio Network on the myth of the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Welcome to the broadcast. I'm David Feldman, DavidFeldmanShow.com. We're joined by Adam Hartung, who writes the leadership column for Forbes magazine. He is also the CEO of several companies. Thank you for joining us, Adam. We've debunked the myth that the stock market is always going up. We now know that the stock market is not always going up because it's rigged. Let's just repeat, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 is rigged. It's weighted and changed so that only successful companies are in the Dow Jones and in the S&P 500. So if you only put successful companies in this bundle
of... successful companies, yes. They're not always successful because obviously Kodak, you know, and Sears have done poorly.
And then they replace them, and then they're kicked
out.
Them.
So you'll have a company that becomes successful, gets added, and will stay there until it starts to lose its successfulness, and then it'll be removed.
Right. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, think of it as you would a apartment building on Fifth Avenue. Only rich people are allowed to inhabit it. And if you can't afford to be there and you're unsuccessful, you are thrown out and replaced by another rich person. It's rigged. It is not an indicator of how the market is doing. Now, you say research into the stock market can bring you profits.
Well, here's how what I like people to understand is what we're seeing about the stock market overall. So like the New York Stock Exchange Composite Index doesn't go up at 11%, okay? So what I would say is, hey, if you don't have a lot of money to invest, but you would like to invest in things that are more likely to be successful, you don't really want to own the New York Stock Exchange Composite. But if you realize that there's a bunch of people that live in New York that have a lot more information than you do as an average investor, and they have a lot of power, and they know a lot of powerful people, and they can get on the phone and talk to the CEO of every corporation in North America, no problem. And they get to pick these 50 stocks. In effect, as a small investor, what they're saying is you can buy into those 50 stocks by buying the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And you are a small owner in that Fifth Avenue apartment building.
Right. So you're saying...
And we will throw out the losers and bring in the winners so that the rents keep going up again and again and again.
We are talking about specifically what is called an index fund or the diamonds. These are basically mutual funds, bundles of stocks that are identical replications of the stocks that move in and out of the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's what we're talking about. Okay.
This is really important. Statistics have shown that individual investors who decide to go buy individual stocks or go buy funds of solar power and biotech and things like that, less than 10% of the time, can they outperform the Dow Jones Industrial Average?
Right. So the stock market is a gamble. It's less of a gamble if you're buying these mutual funds, ETFs, or stocks that are identical replications of the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Read Adam Hartung in Forbes magazine. He writes the leadership column. Our executive producer is Troy Conrad. We are produced by Jimmy Lee Wirt from the KPFK studios in Southern California. I'm David Feldman. Thank you for joining us.